Greetings. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm thankful that everybody came today. My dad and mom and my dad wanted to come, but he's home. He's sick today, and he does support this mission for anybody who is wondering. But he got sick for the first time in several years, I heard. I prayed that God would have him wake up feeling better, but he's not so. Well, coming off the week of meetings that we had, it was an inspiring week for me, and I'm very thankful that I had an opportunity to be there. I believe that God had it in the plan. It seems like the apostles in the book of Acts that we studied throughout the week, that their calling seemed to be where they would go, not whether they would go. I think that's through the last 3 months. I've had an opportunity to talk to a lot of people. A lot of people shared concerns with me. A lot of people shared a lot of different things with me and my family. And it's been a great battle. I understand that people love us. And I hate to take my wife away from her family. And take my boys away from their grandma and grandpa. But I would not do it if I didn't think that God was calling us to do it. I know the severity of this. I know there's a lot on the line. You read missionary stories and people die. Children die. It seems a lot of wives die on the mission field. But like we already heard this morning, we're just pilgrims. I've already experienced from being a part of this congregation how God takes care of His children when they go through something that seems to be unbearable. And I cannot fear those things. Something that stuck out with me throughout the week was what is a priority of mine? What is a priority of my family? And I struggled with it some. Because I know if I struggle with it here, I'm going to struggle with it more there. But if the kingdom of God is not my priority, if the will of God is not my priority, this will fail. We may be able to get away with it here, but I don't believe that I'll be able to get away with it there. So I really need your prayers. I'd like to share kind of a testimony of how this all came about. For those that don't know, it seems like I've had 100 people ask me how I was called. I know that most of you here have been called to help support this mission, so I felt it appropriate to share with you how I believe God has worked in our lives to get us to this point. About 2 years ago, me and Benji and my older brother Brad bought a farm. Started a business, built new houses. And I thought that I had what I wanted for my family. We got some pigs and some cows and chickens. And we went through the greatest battle of our lives, I do believe. But I remember thinking that this was it for me. This was what our life was going to be like. We were going to be living there. We wouldn't have put all the time and effort into that if we were planning on going to the mission field, I don't believe. And I remember thinking that now for sure it was not an option, which I never desired to go live in another country. I didn't have my passport. I didn't desire it. I'm not sure why. My heart was to the people that were around me, the lost in my communities. But as soon as I set my heart on what was not going to happen, and that was me leaving, God started working. And it sent fear into my heart. Knowing that I knew that I couldn't say what was going to happen for sure or what was not going to happen for sure. Because ultimately God is going to make the shots, and that's either I go with His will or neglect His will and go with my will. So as I started to think about that, what if God's calling is for us to go somewhere else and minister? Am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to be able to leave all this? But I'm sure everybody here knows how all that turned out. And I believe that God's hand was upon the whole thing. We learned submission through them years. We learned how to fight for everything we had, to not fall away. We fell down so many times. We hurt people. But now that we've come through it, I'm grateful for how God can use circumstances that we do not understand to accomplish His will in our lives. A year later, I no longer was a part of the business. I no longer owned my home. I no longer even had a job. I didn't understand it. But I told my wife one night, we're in the perfect spot right now to go to the mission field. And I trembled at that very thought. I just felt it in my core that God was going to send us somewhere. And I did not want that. I'm ashamed to say it. So we went to Haiti for 4 days. With Brother Denny and Brother Dan. And I noticed that Brother Denny kept telling the Haitians, this is Barry, he's gonna move here. And we just laugh. But I had to think, what if he's right? And I would tremble. But I could tell around the house that our demeanor was changing. We'd say stuff like, that wouldn't be acceptable in the mission field. We started talking to one another, and it was God just working in our hearts. We'd have to overcome this if we expect to be on the mission field. It wasn't long after that that we got word of a family that was needed in Guatemala. Someone had mentioned us and was inquiring if we would want to go, and I don't remember the details, but we prayed about it. Then later, in that same week or early the next week, I got a call from another family from another church, and they were looking for a family to go to Bolivia long term. And I could hardly believe it. But I think other people saw my circumstance. So we were thinking about things and praying about things, and I decided that it seemed like wisdom, and I told my wife that we would not be going anywhere unless our church would send us. And I thought that that would get me off the hook. The following Sunday, after we prayed in the morning in the prayer room before church, Brother Saleh came up to me and said, "We're thinking about sending a family to Haiti, and your name has been mentioned." And as he was speaking, all fear of the mission field left me. And just in the matter of seconds, I felt excited. It was assurance of what God wanted for us. So we prayed about it and prayed for open doors and for shut doors. There's so many things that have happened since then that would have gave us a legitimate excuse to not go. But like Brother Steve shared this morning, the devil does not want us to go, and I was very confident of that right off the bat. Things started happening instantly, spiritual warfare we've never experienced. Attacks in different ways that were so obvious that it was unreal. But my wife stood by my side the whole time. I thank God for that. She trusted that God's calling would be shown through me for our family. I know so many men that are hindered from doing the work of God because of their wives. I praise God that my wife has supported this. Whatever it would be, I think she would walk with me anywhere I went. I just ask you to pray for me that I can be the husband I need to be to my wife. That I keep my family close to me the whole time that we're there. Brothers have shared concerns with me about losing my family. It's not going to happen. It's not what God wants, and it's not what I want. I pray that her family can be strengthened and understand why she's doing it, not for us, but for God, for Jesus. It was amazing how much in the book of Acts we learned how much they talked about being a witness in the ministry of the apostles. I read Acts, it's never jumped out to me the way it did this week. Brother David Robinson really, really studied it. I heard for 2 years. And people were added to the church daily. But there's a reason why they were successful in preaching the gospel. And one, they were dead to themselves. They loved not their lives until the end, till the death. So if you're wondering of what you can pray for, pray that we can be dead to ourselves. Because I believe many missions failed because of that very reason. And two, they were filled with the Spirit. I feel very weak these last few days. I'm asking the questions, why me? There's a lot of brothers out here that seem to be a lot more fit for this sort of work. I'm thankful that God equips the sent and doesn't send the equipped. I believe a sister was sharing in one of our meetings that if we have a problem here, they're going to be 10 times bigger in Haiti. And I can see that. So we need prayers. I know from my own testimony, it can be easy to forget about people. It can be easy to say something. It can be easy to pray for something and not really pray for it in your heart. Just go through the motions. I beg of you not to do that with us. There's too much on the line. There's verses that I'm struggling with and I need discernment on how to handle things in Haiti. Like Luke 3:11, if you have two coats, give the one to one who has none. And verses like 1 John 3:17, that he that seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from, how dwelleth the love of God in him? I don't know how I'm going to be able to discern certain things, how to handle things there. But I pray that when I get there, the grace of God, because of the prayers of you brothers and sisters, I'll see it in a greater way than I've ever seen it. I'll have an understanding of things that I never understood before. I'll have a peace of things that I've never had peace about. Some of the biggest reasons why missionaries fail and go back home, and often not back to their congregation and mostly back to the world, is because they start off with unrealistic expectations. And my expectations are high. So that scares me. The language and the different culture. A shortage in support. But one that kind of shocked me was problems in the home church. I have been thinking about that. And it makes sense. So we will be praying for you, brothers and sisters, very passionately. Because as we've heard this week, the devil is destroying churches all over the place. It's amazing how in short time a church can go from there to there. And I don't know how we would be able to do our mission there knowing that that's going on here. I need to be dead to myself in Haiti, and we need to be dead to ourselves here. In Romans 5:3 it says, "But we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." I didn't know if I was going to say this, but I just wrote down a list of things that went wrong in the last few weeks And I believe that I can say it because we joy in it, knowing that the devil brings it, and greater is he that is in us. But it got to the point where things were coming just left and right, and it became pretty obvious. Most of you have heard of most of these things, and some may seem minor, but things like this didn't happen to us before. But our wheel fell off the van while we were driving. We then later hit a deer coming home, going to church. Our headlights burn out coming home from Bible study in the rain. Moments later, our windshield wipers quit working. Julia was expecting, and then we hear about the Zika virus. Then we found out there was something maybe wrong with something in the womb. The hood flew up on the van and shattered the windshield out on Highway 101. When the wheel fell off the van, we were sitting there in the middle of the road with three wheels. And I looked at Julia and I said, "What do you think we should do?" She said, we should thank God we weren't going faster. I said, "Amen." I said, "Tell me that God is not preparing us for Haiti." I can only imagine the hood flying up and shattering the windshield while she was driving. But is God preparing us for something we've never been before? And as long as we know that the devil is going to try, but he has no power, I believe that we can overcome anything that Haiti has to offer us. We've seen it here in this church, overcoming some giants. And with this church praying, we can overcome anything in Haiti, I'm certain of it. We know that there'll be tough times. But we're excited about it. We're somewhat, Brother Paul mentioned about worrying. And I'm trying my hardest not to worry. But I know that if I worry, I need to hit the prayer closet. I try to be a strong father because I don't want my family to see me weak. But maybe that's an unrealistic expectation. And a little bit about what my heart's desire in Haiti and the church here's heart is in Haiti is basically, Haiti is very poverty stricken, and just, I don't know. But there's people there, and there's a lot of people there. When I first went there, I could not believe the amount of people there, just idle. No purpose. It seems like since the earthquake, that American Christians have been going there by the hordes. And just from hearing from our brothers that have been there for the past 10 years, they've changed Haiti. Haiti now wants to be like America and believe like America. When I got off the plane, the first time I landed in Haiti, I didn't even question that I would see women with dresses and a veiling. And what I seen just shocked me. No one told me anything about it. I don't know why I thought that. And from that point on, God was pressing on my heart that these people need a preacher. They need people to preach the gospel the way it is. And for them, people to go preach the gospel. And to pray to God so that God can heal that land. And I'm sure we'll make several mistakes there. But bear with us, please. We may not do things the way you would do them, but we don't know really how to do them ourselves. Brother Denny's going down with us, and Brother Solly's going to be there the first week. But I can't but think of 10 days from now just being me and my family. And I know that's what we signed up for. But I really hope that you guys can have patience with us. We don't really know what we're doing. I don't expect to go there and preach like I do here and everything just flows smoothly. It's a different culture. So I need discernment from the same God that saved my soul. And even if I mess up, you brothers and sisters praying for me can be that link in between me and God. Even if I fall into discouragement, I trust that I'll be able to feel your prayers. I want to go there with confidence. I want to go there with the good news. And I don't want to fail. I don't want to fall to the devil. I say that because of the high expectations part. I don't fear that at all. I feel like God has been preparing me in the last 3 months. I believe I'm at peace with all men. And if not, please come to me. A brother came up to me in Bern, trembling a bit, and said, "I got a burden I need to share with you." I've been hearing that for the last 3 months. I was a little bit scared. And he shared with me about losing my family. And I really appreciated the man's heart. And I desire that from you, brethren. I need you. And if you see something or you know something, most of you have been a Christian a lot longer than me. If you can help us, please do. If you can have a word of advice, please do. I don't know how the communications going to go fully. Brother Dan's working on that. I appreciate it. But we need encouragement. I've been telling brothers at Bern, for those of you who are there, I probably told you, just a little bit of encouragement is going to go a long way there, I can already tell. So I'm grateful. I heard a lot about the church this last week. And I've finally found a church that I can call my church, and it's been a great blessing. Words don't explain it. How you've treated me and my family, how you've helped us to grow. Gave me work. The first time I truly felt what a church is like. And it saddens me knowing that on Sundays I won't be here anymore. But I believe God will bless our work. if we keep ourselves. So I'm just thankful for each and every one of you. I can thank you beforehand for your prayers. And I, like I said, I'll be praying for you all. We will be praying for you all. We'll get the Haitians to pray for you all. And we can together see how this goes. Communicating with one another. But that's about all I had to share. I would encourage you to share what you have for me. Hard words are good for me right now. I'm not scared of... My father-in-law has already put me through the ringer. I'm not scared of anything when it comes to worries or concerns. Because I know if I don't prepare for them now, they're gonna come up at some point. So please share your heart. And I'm thankful for this opportunity to ask for your prayers in a personal way. And just pray that you continue to do that. So God bless you all.